time of the artist there. It's 20 minutes past 8 a.m. Good morning, friends. My name is Jess. This is Weekend Brekkie. Now we are joined in studio by one of our other friends this morning. Her name's Donna. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Donna's here to give us a rundown of some of the mischief we can get up to this weekend with our event guide. What on earth have you cooked up for us this week?
Okay, so this one is so interesting. So it's called Hidden, and it's in Rookwood Cemetery.
Oh, wow.
So if you like sculptures by the sea, why not come and look at sculptures by the cemetery?
Oh, good God. Okay.
So visitors will find artistic surprises in every corner, and the whole idea is to celebrate the Victorian history of the cemetery. And
okay.
A lot of people who are being a part of it and making all of the sculptures have a special connection to the cemetery. And one of the really interesting pieces that they have is a massive human, and it's crafted by bird seed. And the idea is it's going to slowly disintegrate as birds, I guess, peck at
that's
it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and so it, so that's one of the attractions. Oh. But it's free and it's open every day.
We do like free.
Yeah, we do like free. And from sunrise to sunset until October 7th. So it you can go like at 12 a.m. It's it's going to be quite scary. But
this is wild.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Would you go to that?
No. Well, no, I'm not great with death.
Yeah, I would be so scared.
Like, yeah, I'm a little scared.
I know you don't believe in ghosts as much,
but you do.
I do, and I would not go there.
You're not into it?
I see ghosts.
When I was in Edinburgh, we stayed next to, and I didn't realise it was right next to a very famous cemetery in Edinburgh called Greyfriars Kirk.
Okay.
And we literally had headstones up against the wall of our building. It was a lot. I am very much about breaking down the taboos of death and talking about death and normalizing death. But I just, and you know, death can be really beautiful. These are like beautiful.
Yeah, I definitely think that was the idea.
I don't know. This one might be a step too far for me.
Yeah, I mean, I had a weird experience at Janolan Caves, but we might have to leave that one.
Good for God.
Another time.
Let's move along.
Okay, so the next one, it's North Gong Dog Day. So you know I had to include something about dogs because we love dogs here. And it's in its third year. It's in Wollongong. It's their annual Doggopalooza. And so it started off as an adoption drive.
Oh.
Which is so beautiful.
Oh, be still my heart.
Yeah, but now it's full. It's like a playground for your little tail wagging friends. They've got a puppy ball pit. They've got dog yoga.
Stop it.
Which I think is so lovely. And puppuccinos.
Love it.
Which are they? Is that actually coffee?
No, it's just like foamy milk.
Yeah, foamy milk. And then so you can give your dog a puppuccino. You can crack a beer. They've also got pet safe beer as well.
What?
They've thought of everything.
Wild. I'm so here for this one.
I know. That sounds really fun.
This is my ultimate day out.
Yeah.
This is seriously.
And it's free.
Oh, my favorite four lettered F word. Yes. Or second favorite after food.
After food, yes.
Yeah, but no, this is great.
Yeah, and it's on today, so.
What's it called? North Gong Dog Day.
Yeah.
It's a Doggopalooza.
Doggopalooza. I love that.
Word.
Yeah.
Stop it. Polly would love this. My dog would love
this. Yeah, I'm envisioning Polly there. And you.
She'd die. She'd have so much fun. We took her a few years ago to Fair Day up the road from the station. And she'd never seen that many people or dogs before. And she had the best day ever.
Aww.
Lost her mind.
Yeah.
It was wild. She had the best day. She would love this. Okay, we've got one last one for today.
We do. Speaking of food. So this is on at Carriage Works. It's the Carriage Works Farmers Market.
Yum.
And it opens at 8 a.m. So if you don't want to have breakfast before, I highly recommend you don't.
Head on
because,
down, yeah.
There's heaps of food from all different cultures, and if you don't believe in cheat days and you want something healthy, they've also got healthy options.
Doesn't believe in cheat days.
Every day is a cheat day for me. Oh my goodness, probably too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's free and it's on every Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. as I said, and it goes on until December. So.
Oh, fantastic. Okay,
yeah.
What would be your pick of the bunch?
I like food.
You do.
Oh, no, I think I would say the dog day.
Yeah, I know.
Because I feel like you could really make a full day out of it.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I love free and food, favorite four-letter F words. But dogs are going to win any day of the week.
Yeah, I feel like we always choose the dog one.
Right, dogs are always going to win. I met so, oh my gosh, imagine all the puppy kisses you could get.
Yeah, I mean, that one's adorable.
And
yeah.
Do you know what? I'm coming around to the cemetery one.
You know, I was, that's why I was taking a minute to think, because I'm like, do you know what? Like, it if I was cool. really, yeah.
It would be, an it's a get really different thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, really different. Cool. Three very, very different events.
Yeah.
Wildly different. I'm all about it. Donna, thanks for